Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's a big show, it's a big bad show tonight. Oh, baby, come on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big show. Oh, crank it up, turn on them lights.
Welcome to the Big Show, show. I am, of course, your host, Song Guy, along with Beast Barnett and Nick Iggy, here for episode 8. And we have an extremely special treat for you. Not only do you get myself, Beast Barnett, and renowned author of the book, There's No Punchline, an independent wrestling joke book himself, Nick Iggy, we have with us one of the stars of the Big Show show. We have Lily Brooks O'Brien. Mandy, if you will, thank you very, very much for being on our show today. We are absolutely thrilled to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Well, I think
we're super excited to have you.
We're definitely glad to have you. And for my first question, I think the basic one for me, how did you get to be in the role of Mandy?
Yeah, of course. So for the people who don't know, The Big Show Show is a Netflix family comedy about WWE wrestler The Big Show and his family. The show is especially, I find the show super special just because it's a really great family show to watch with your entire family. There's a little bit of something in the show for everyone to watch. There's Big Show, and there's so many different aspects of the show, and it just shows how fun family life can be and how funny it can be. And I'm so grateful to have been a part of the show. But to answer your question, I've been an actor since I was about 5 years old, and I've always wanted to be on TV. I did theater when I was little. I played Matilda in the national tour of Matilda the Musical. And after I did theater, I told my mom that I wanted to do film and TV. So I got an agent, and I started going out for movies and TV shows. And then I booked a movie, and I'm super grateful to have done that. And the movie was called Shark Lake. And then we ended up moving out to New York City, and I was in Los Angeles for a week, and I auditioned for The Big Show Show, and I booked it. I ended up booking it. So I'm so thankful to have been a part of the show. It's just such an incredible opportunity, and the cast is incredible, and I'm just so lucky to have worked with everyone.
I have a quick question before we go on more about The Big Show Show.
Something
I did not know, and I'm hyped about here. You played Matilda in the Matilda the Musical, the one that Tim mentioned did the music for, right?
Yes, I did. I played Matilda in the national tour of Matilda the Musical.
That's pretty amazing. I'm a huge Tim Minchin fan, and I don't really get to get out and catch this stuff. So I didn't know you were in it or anything like that, but I just wanted to geek out there. Is Tim as cool? Did you get to meet Tim? Is he as cool as one would assume?
I sadly did not get to meet Tim. He did come to one of the shows, but we weren't able to meet him afterwards just because he was super busy, which I totally understand.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I'm so lucky to have been on the show. It was a huge part of my acting career, and it was a huge thing that just led me to want to keep acting, and I would not be the actor that I am today without being in Matilda the Musical.
Right on. Just had to geek out there for a minute on a big revelation in there. Yeah.
Absolutely fine. I love Matilda the Musical so much, and I know that it's a big part of some people's lives, and I'm so thankful to have been a part of it.
So with
Nick, you got a question?
Well, with both, doing musicals and TV, you said you always wanted to be on TV. If you had to choose one just to do for the future, which one do you enjoy more, and, what's the differences you see between the two?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a hard question, because I started off doing musical theater, and that was kind of how I decided that I wanted to be an actress. But I have fallen in love with, like, just doing film and TV. It's a huge, I just have a blast doing it. And I mean, I love doing theater and musicals and stuff like that. But if I had to choose one, it's a very close call, but I would go with film and TV.
Awesome. I can see that. It seems more fun. Like,
yeah.
And like, you can do multiple takes and whatnot.
Theater.
Oh,
it's a bit less stressful, for sure, because, like, when you're on stage for theater, you have one chance that night, and you can't do a scene over again, so it's definitely a bit more stressful, but I had a blast, and it's such an amazing learning experience, and I made so many friends that I still talk to this day, and I'm just so thankful.
Now, watching the Big Show show, For season, I think all of us on the Big Show could see the chemistry between you and the rest of the cast, especially the core family of the Big Show. It didn't really come off as the three daughters acting as a family more. It seemed to come off as the three of you were close, like sisters. Was that how it felt when you were doing the scenes with the other girls?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it makes me so happy to hear that you guys, like, could see us as a real family. Meeting Juliet and Raylan, who play JJ and Lola in the show, honestly, immediately I felt like we were sisters. And I'm so thankful to have had a cast like this in my first big role. And of course, meeting Big Show and Allison as my parents, I literally just, I'm so grateful to have had them as my cast, because I couldn't have asked for a better set family.
Yeah, I think, like we were saying, you guys just came off as very natural, and I think it's really good casting decision with everyone that they cast on that show. Like, everyone played their roles pretty perfectly. Like, it just seemed like a real family. Like, I'm sure people are like, oh, is that a Big Show's real family? You know, like, oh, did his family really know how to act?
Funny story, actually. Tell us. When we were shooting the promo video for the Big Show, the film crew was like, so are you guys a real family? Is this like, are you guys, like, actually related? And I was like, no, not at all. It makes me so happy to hear that, you know, people saw us as a real family, because in our hearts, we really are. And I remember on the first day of going to set, I felt so at home, just acting with Allison Munn and Big Show and Juliet and Raylan. And I mean, I still have pool parties at Juliet's house all the time, and I call Raylan, and we text with Big Show and Allison all the time. And we actually had a Zoom call together, I think it was about a month ago, and we're due to have another one for sure. But I miss them so much, and we've definitely become a close-knit family, and I really hope to see them soon.
Just because, like, sometimes
go ahead,
all of us
talking
at once.
We're very professional.
I say, you know, listening to this, it's gonna, like, I'm even more, you know, pulling for season two.
Oh, thank you.
It's, you know, it's wonderful to know that you guys got along and everything, and are such good friends, and it'll make for a great show, and it'll make for a fun time for y'all.
Yeah, I'm honestly so thankful for the experience that I've had so far, and it would be a dream come true to have another season, and hopefully maybe two more seasons. But I'm just so grateful, and I love this cast so much, and I'm just so passionate about it, and I'm just so happy.
One of the central storylines for season one was Mandy running for lower class president. And of course, there was the plot twist where Mandy actually fell in love with her opponent in the election, Cliff Taylor Swift.
Yes.
How
big
great was it
there.
Having a major storyline like that where you got to have a little bit of a political twist to it?
Yeah, when I first read the script for the Big Show show, I fell in love with the character Mandy. I mean, she's just so powerful and just empowered and just driven and so determined to make the world a better place and just make her mark on the world. And when I first was able to play Mandy, it was an incredible, like, story arc for me. Like, Mandy had a huge character development, and I'm so thankful to have that. And the writers are so incredible, and I'm so grateful to have them as writers. And just all of the scenes and all of the jokes were just flawless. But I'm not going to spoil too much, but in the story, Mandy runs for lower school president, and I feel like she's so determined to just make it and to win lower school president. And I'm a lot like Mandy. I'm a very determined, if I set my mind to something, I'm going to do it. I'm an overachiever. I'm very determined, and I feel like me and Mandy really connected in that aspect.
Now, she's also got a lot of different idols. Do you have, like, the same idols as Mandy has?
Oh, yeah, totally. RBG, AOC, Leslie Knope, absolutely.
I love hearing
that. I have been watching Parks and Recreation, like, on repeat the last few months. Just, like, during quarantine, it's been an incredible thing to watch. Totally, I love Leslie Knope, and I love RBG. Actually, part of my character work for Mandy, on the plane ride to the test, which was the final audition for Mandy, I watched the documentary with RBG, and, I mean, just an incredible woman, and so inspirational. And I'm so glad that I was able to portray a character that her inspirations and her idols are RBG and Leslie Knope and all of those incredible women who are working hard to empower other women and make the world a better place.
Strong, powerful women. And I think TV needs more of that. Like, with the little arc with you and Taylor Swift and the debate episode, you know, you kind of disagreed at one point. And in a lot of shows, you know, it would have been like, oh, I'm with the boy, you know, a love story and everything, but I'm glad that it went the other way. And it's like, you know what, this isn't a love story. It's about what I want and what I want for my future. I think that was a really great thing that they wrote into the show.
I mean, it's just a huge part to show, because especially the audience with this show was, you know, younger kids and families, and it's so important to show the young women and the young girls of our generation that it's not all about getting the man and, you know, getting the boy. It's about
exactly.
It's about changing the story and changing and writing your own story, because, I mean, Mandy just took total control and made it about what she wants to do in her life. Because you guys, you can be whoever you want. You can be an actress, a doctor. You can play sports. It's your chance to write your story. So I'm so glad that the writers put that into the show. And it just makes me so happy to hear that we're putting those stories on TV. And it's incredible for sure.
Right on. It is a very great thing. Now, we watched the show with all three of us are, you know, comfortable with and very familiar with the world of wrestling. What was it like for you? Did you have any experience? Have you ever watched wrestling before? what did you learn about it, you know, coming into the show? Anything surprise you or anything like that? What was your experience of learning about the world of wrestling?
Yeah, so I'm going to be totally honest here. I did not watch, like, I hadn't watched any wrestling before the Big Show show. I was a total noob to wrestling, and I knew nothing. My dad, however, was a is a huge fan of wrestling and knew a lot about who the Big Show was, and he was super excited when he heard that I was in the finals for the Big Show show. And I went into the final auditions watching videos of Big Show and, you know, all of his scary, you know, choke slam videos. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is so big and so scary. But when I first met him, he was, he's a total teddy bear. And I love him so much. And he treats me, Raylan and Juliet and Allison like we're his family. And I'm so lucky to have that. And I definitely think of him and the entire cast as a second family.
I don't know if you're overly familiar with the Big Show as an actor, but he's been in quite a few well-known movies such as The Waterboy and Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way, yeah.
Were you a fan of
his acting once you found out?
Yeah, I watched some clips of him from movies, and I actually am a friend of one of the characters on a show that he did called Happy. So that was kind of cool and interesting. But I had watched all of his wrestling clips, acting clips. He's an incredible actor. And for him to, like, come into this and not done a comedy show before, it was, like, he's a total pro. And he went into this, like, he had all of his lines memorized, and he was just, he was so incredible, and yeah, it was mind-blowing, for sure.
Now,
Nick, you got any more questions?
I was going to say, do you have any favorite scenes that you did, or any favorite episodes specifically that you did in the seasons, or any moments maybe behind scenes that nobody knows about?
Yeah, so
that's been your favorite.
Definitely, I had an absolute blast filming episode 106. Episode 106 is the episode called The Big Party. It's a really big episode for Mandy, definitely. In this episode, I'm not going to give too much away, but Mandy throws a party to try and be more cool to win election votes. There was a big food fight in this episode, and there was a lot of stuff going on, and I had so much fun filming that episode. There was so much that Mandy was doing, and it was just so much fun. And I made so many friends from all of the co-stars and friends on that episode. I'm so grateful to have been able to work on a show, especially because I had just moved to Los Angeles. I didn't know anyone. Because we were filming and I was there 5 days a week. And then when I wasn't filming on the weekends, I was doing school. So I'm so lucky to have made so many friends on the show, because right after we finished filming, I did a bunch of school, and then we got quarantined. So I didn't really have that much time to kind of go out and make friends, but I made so many incredible friends on the Big Show show. And, yeah, but I loved filming episode 106 and also episode 108, The Big Decision. I had so much fun filming that episode, especially because there was a dog. I love doggies. Puppies are, like, my favorite thing ever. And it was just so much fun to film that, because we got to work with the dog and the dog trainer. Fun fact about episode 8, we started off with one dog. Her name was Penny Lane. Cute little white fluffy dog. So cute. But JJ had to carry the dog around a lot in the show. And Juliet is a very, very small little kid. And, I mean, I love Juliet so much. And so we actually had to end up switching dogs to another dog named Lamb Chop because Penny Lane was a bit too big for Juliet to carry up and down the stairs when she was trying to get him back to her room. But yeah, it was a very interesting experience having to learn how to work with the dog and get him to do certain things, and it was really fun.
I guess in a technical sense, that one dog had four different names.
Yes, yes, he did. Princess, Little Tricky, and then Lamb Chop, and then there was Penny Lane. So, yeah.
Beast Barnett, you have any more questions?
You've talked a lot about, you know, how you got along with everybody and, you know, in the family dynamic and the chemistry and everything. But on the Big Show here, our undeniable favorite is JJ. She's been probably our favorite character in every episode. Do you have any, you know, specific, you know, Juliet stories? What was it like meeting her the first time? What do you think the world's going to be like when she takes over? Stuff like that.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Juliet is one of my favorite people in the world. I love her so, so much. So when we actually first met, it was for the final audition for Mandy. I did not live in Los Angeles, so we had to go straight from the audition back to the hotel so we could go to the airport. And we were supposed to, like, get an Uber and everything. And me and Juliet, we were just having so much fun and playing, like, heads up and taking pictures. And we were just having a blast. So Juliet and her mom actually ended up driving us back to the hotel. And honestly, I could not have asked for a better stepsister. I love her so much. Another funny story is that when we got on set, Juliet is one of the most energetic people. I mean, she is so energetic. And she also loves candy. So on set, you know, there's Crafty and there's, you know, a bunch of candy for sure. So Juliet and me and the Big Show would sneak us, like, Starburst. And because our set teacher, Miss Lauren, she doesn't like us to have too much candy because we'll get super hyper and kind of not be able to focus on our school. But Big Show would literally sneak us Starburst and we would hand him our wrappers and he'd hide them. And honestly, Juliet is so amazing. I love Juliet so much. And I mean, her being 10 years old, I mean, the fact that she can memorize all of her lines and hit every single joke like she's a pro, she is so incredible. And I honestly look up to her as a role model. She's incredible. And funny story, she actually has a photographic memory. So she knew her lines like the back of her hand. And if one of the other cast members would forget their line, she would be like, oh, this is your line. I mean, she is so helpful and so, so incredible. I love her so much.
I think the last question I have for you is, there were a lot of guest stars in season one. You had, of course, Jaleel White, who was semi-regular. You had the coach. You had Rikishi McFoley and Mark Henry on one episode. You had a bunch of people that were in one episode as guest stars. Did you have a favorite guest star that came through that you got to either work with directly or just really enjoyed what they did?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so lucky to have had so many incredible guest stars and co-stars. Definitely one of my favorites was Rikishi, McFoley, and Mark Henry. I was not able to work with them directly because it was a different storyline, but they were so amazing to meet and so sweet, and I'm just so lucky to have them on the show and to have met them. Hopefully if we get a second season, they'll be able to come back and maybe work with and maybe do some acting scenes with the family. But definitely one of my favorite co-stars that I got to directly work with were my two friends on the show, Olivia and Kennedy, but in real life their names are Emma and Jolie. Emma and Jolie are definitely my, like, my best friends right now, and I love them so much. And I call with them a lot, and Emma, I love Emma so much. And we definitely got super close during filming, and I just love them both so much. And hopefully we'll get a second season so that we can work together again.
Absolutely.
I think we're all hoping for a second season at this point.
It's just a really fun show.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
Yeah,
it's a great dynamic.
Yeah, and if you guys who are listening, if you guys haven't watched it, please go watch the show. It's on Netflix, and if you guys could give it a thumbs up on Netflix and watch it, it's so amazing. Also, side note, there is another episode coming out in August. It was just announced that it will be coming out in August. I'm super excited for you guys to see this episode.
Oh, wow.
It is so much fun, and I think you guys are really going to love it. Another one of my favorite co-stars is actually on this show as well. I don't think I'm allowed to say it, but I get to directly work with her on the show, and she's just so amazing. And, yeah.
I am excited to see that episode and see who you're talking about. I think August, you said?
Yeah, it'll be in August. We're not
Perfect.
Sure exactly when, but I'll definitely post it on my Instagram and let you guys know as soon as possible.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something to look forward to at this time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm super excited for you guys to see it. It's such a fun episode.
Beast, you got any more questions?
And no, I mean, I was excited for an interview and, you know, talking with Lily here, and I wasn't expecting breaking Big Show Show news, and now we got it, too. Iron Buddha level shocking news.
It really is. Well,
yeah.
At this point, we normally do kind of a recap of the episode, and would you like to stay around and recap with us?
Sure, let's do it.
All right. Well, I believe.
All right. Let me pull up my notes here. All right. So, episode 8, our season finale, The Big Decision. We opened up with Big Show having a family meeting. For those who don't remember, the last episode ended with Big Show, spontaneously announcing that he's going to have a comeback to the WWE and everything, and the rest of the family was unsure about it. And that's what's going on in the family meeting here. We had a little joke about how this is the same way that they came up with JJ's name, and she was almost named Rita. And Rita was going to be and JJ thought when she was named Rita, she would have been a really cool, much cooler person. But thankfully, we got the JJ we have. Also where we first find out that JJ really wants a dog and thinks that she might be able to get it because she's been told that Big Show is allergic to dogs, and that's why they don't have a dog. After all the talking, they decide they all, kind of agree that, he can maybe have a retirement. Big Show can have a retirement run, have one last match to get out of his system. So we go off to the WWE Performance Center to where Big Show's.
I mean, the beginning of this episode is so
speak
sorry.
Up anytime.
The beginning of this episode is definitely one of my favorite cold opens. If you guys don't know what a cold open is, it's the first scene in a sitcom before the opening credit titles thing. And this is definitely one of my favorite cold opens. It was all of the jokes just were so flawless, and I had a blast filming it too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Feel free to interrupt me at any time. You, the floor is always open for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
We go to the Performance Center where Big Show was filming a vignette for his big return to SmackDown, and Terry is there with him, trying to direct traffic, but nobody's listening to him, and Big Show's rolling his eyes. I don't know who was actually supposed to be producing that segment, and they must have went off for a coffee break or something, or else I think Terry would have been thrown out of there. So they make a little joke about how Terry doesn't have to say everything that comes out of his mouth or comes into his head, and just a little back and forth Terry silliness for that there.
Yes, Terry silliness is always the best.
Yes.
Jaleel White is hysterical.
Did you have any familiarity? I know you're much younger than the rest of us here, who probably grew up watching one Steve Urkel. Did you know anything about Family Matters or his previous fame? Sorry about that.
Jaleel White is so incredible, and my mom and dad both watched Family Matters when they were growing up, and I was so excited when I had watched clips of him from Family Matters. He is just so funny, and he's such a hard worker too, and just an incredible actor, and I learned so much from him. He gave me so many tips on Netflix, on comedies and sitcoms. I myself was new to sitcoms and multi-camera shows, so he was really awesome and gave me a bunch of incredible tips on how to memorize my lines and how to make sure that my jokes landed, and he was just so incredible and so sweet.
That's really cool. In wrestling, we talk a lot about having vets on shows to help out the younger talent and everything, and that just kind of struck me as a nice little parallel there, that having a veteran sitcom actor on the show and passing along tips. I thought that was very cool. It was very cool.
Yeah, I mean, Allison Mann as well. She had done a couple of incredible sitcom shows, so I'm so lucky to have had a bunch of co-stars and fellow actors on the show who are so skilled and know so much about sitcoms and acting and multi-cameras. And yeah, I learned so much from this, and I will definitely take away a lot from this show.
Right on. So from there on, we have Mandy trying to work out her presidential commencement speech. She tries to go to JJ for some help, but JJ is being weird and locks themselves in her room. And Mandy comes in and catches JJ with a dog. And
yes,
quickly, Mandy falls in love with the dog, and it's now a scheme to keep the dog as long as possible before their parents
giggles.
Yes.
I love that line. Her fur smells like giggles.
That's great. Such a cute line. I loved reading the scene. When I found out that we were going to have a dog on the show, I was so excited. It was, honestly, I had been rooting for us to get a dog since the first day I was on set. Funny story, me and Juliet actually went to the writer's room when we were on break. One of the first days we were on break, just walking around, getting some vitamin D, and we decided that we were going to go into the writer's room and pitch that we should have a dog on the show. So we walked into the writer's room, and we were acting like we were professionals, and we were like, I believe that we should have a dog on the show. And, I mean, a few months later, they were like, yeah, we're bringing a dog on the episode next week. And I was like, we did it. Turns out it was not our persuasion that had them have a dog. But I believe that our pitch to have a dog had some decision making in the, or some, I don't know, what's the word? We definitely persuaded them a little bit, I'm sure.
I think you had some influence that, you know, they
oh,
can't,
yeah, that's
you know,
influence.
Exactly. Yeah. They can't let the talent think that, you know, they're running the show when they can't, you know, they can't let you know that you convinced them to do it or else, you know,
you'll
get everything you want.
Me and Juliet were so excited when we heard that we were going to have a dog.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was totally you guys.
My favorite part of that scene was it started the running gag where there was a constant ow whenever you had to tell something that was less than truthful.
Oh, yes. I love this. I love this joke, this It was so much fun to film, and it just made me feel. It was a really awesome joke to carry.
Yes, that was a very good bit. I liked that very much. So after that, we go to Lola, who talked about how she needed a driving teacher. That was, you know, her way of being okay with Big Show taking his retirement match, that they'd hire her a driving teacher. But I think they probably could have looked a little bit further for maybe somebody else, because it ended up with our old nemesis here at the Big Show, the coach. And he is somehow Lola's driving teacher now. I believe he was, you know, trying to get money on the side for the vacation that he's going to take his wife to. But he finds out his, you know, wife's ex-husband's, you know, sneaking around or something like that, and starts instructing Lola to drive all crazy to tail people and some wacky shenanigans like that.
I loved watching the scene. Raylan Castor's acting and Ben's acting was just so incredible, and it just made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, I think we were a little hard on the coach in his first appearance early in the series, but I really enjoyed him in this role as, you know, the guy who. Trying to be a driving teacher while his life's falling apart, and it was kind of funny. It was pretty darn funny.
These scenes were hysterical.
Let's see here. There you go. And then while we come back, and we got Cassie here talking about all the search for an assistant and everything. She's going on and on about these people who she's interviewing. One was like a witch who needed every full moon off. But while that's going on, the dog has escaped from down in the stairs, and we get some shenanigans with Mandy and JJ trying to corral the dog while Cassie's still going on and on about her assistant. How
was that to film, chasing the dog around?
It was so much fun. I remember having the, because JJ had to jump to grab the dog. There was a mat and a stunt person, and it was a whole thing. But I really had a blast filming that. It was so much fun to kind of see how it turned out, because while I was, you know, talking to Allison, who plays Cassie, I didn't really see everything that was going on in the background. I kind of knew what she was doing, but I wasn't able to see it because I was focusing on Cassie. So it was really fun to see how it turned out and, like, kind of think back to, I didn't see anything that was going on behind me during that time, but it was really fun to watch how it turned out.
Right on. So then they, Manny and JJ finally, you know, get the dog back upstairs without Cassie knowing a thing.
And then Cassie has her next appointment for an interviewing assistant. And lo and behold, it's at the front door. It's Bennett. He's came back.
It is Bennett.
Her former assistant who got her fired. He ended up getting fired himself from his tyrannical father boss. And he's begging to become Cassie. Yes, poor Bennett. Yes, and he's begging to be Cassie's assistant now that she's blown up and being selling all these houses and everything. And she's a little skeptical about it, but he, keeps begging and begging. And so she says, well, he says he'll do anything for it. And she's like, anything. So then we flash to Bennett doing the babysitting of JJ and helping her pick up her Legos. And we find out he has a whole list of chores to do around the house, and everybody's ripping on Bennett. He's basically the new family butler to if he wants to be the assistant.
Oh yes, okay. I mean I loved this little storyline with Bennett being in it. I remember them filming the Lego scene. It was so much fun to watch Juliet just like get angry and throw the Legos down. It was so funny.
Yeah, that was pretty great. So after that, Cassie finds her chewed up shoes. They're obviously chewed up by the dog. Must have got loose. Mandy quickly improvises and blames JJ, and I would weirdly enough, everybody buys that story, but it is JJ, and maybe I would have bought it too.
I mean, who knows what JJ will do? JJ's a very unpredictable person, so
exactly. So Big Show goes up, says he'll take care of this, and goes up to confront JJ, but of course Mandy has to rush to his side and try and do everything to alert JJ that this is part of the plan to try and influence JJ into agreeing that she chewed up some shoes, which proved difficult but was very funny. How was that scene? How'd that go?
Yeah, that one was so much fun to act out. Kind of just like a game of charades. It was so funny. And, I mean, just practicing it, trying to get all of the movements right. I remember in one of the scripts, in order to tell her that, you chewed the shoes, they had me actually pull off my shoe and start, biting down on the shoe.
That's awesome. Speaking of that kind of thing, that is one of those things that I wish we got more of on things like Netflix, and that is like deleted scenes or alternate takes and stuff like that. And hopefully, maybe with more success, there might be like some kind of stuff that might get released like that, and we'll see all these fun shenanigans.
We got the extra episode coming, so I don't see why we wouldn't see some behind-the-scenes takes that we didn't get.
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun, especially in this episode. I really enjoyed acting out how Mandy's stomach hurt every single time that she every single time she lied. I mean, there were so many funny aspects of the show, and there were definitely bloopers. At the wrap party, they had put a blooper reel together. One of my favorite kind of bloopers was in one of the episodes that you guys have not seen yet, me, JJ, and Raylan all have a big group hug, and we're all sitting down, and I'm in the middle. So Juliet is obviously very, very small, and Raylan is the oldest. So I'm in the middle, and all of a sudden, I just start tilting over towards Juliet, and we all just topple over. It was hysterical.
That's awesome. I'm glad you had got to have so many great moments like that. That's, like I said, hearing all these things really makes me hopeful for season two, for, you know, so you all can just get back together and have more fun.
Yes, for sure.
All right. So next, after they finally get JJ to agree that she chewed up the shoes, the Big Show seems satisfied with himself as a father, and he leaves, and the girls are relieved that they seem to have gotten away with it. But that's when we find out that Bennett was outside watching, and he comes at the window and starts, you know, mouthing off and talking about, ha ha, I know your secret now, and now you guys owe me, or else I'll tell everybody about your dog. So then we go to, then that cuts to Mandy and JJ doing all the things on
the list, yes.
On Bennett's list there. Sorry about that. We got a 2-year-old in my little bedroom makeshift studio here.
That's all right. I'm at my grandmother's house, actually. So my cousins are here, and we're all doing family time. So if you hear a little bit of noise, that's probably my cousins.
Right on, right on. Yeah, mine's a little 2-year-old here. So,
cute.
Oh, and my wife here too. She also, while we were watching this, wanted to let me know that you are her favorite character on the show.
Oh, tell her that I said thank you so much. That makes me so happy.
She smiled. She got. But yeah. Going on the episode here, the kids are now doing Bennett's list of chores and everything. I think that should have been a red flag to Big Show and Cassie that something's weird going on here. Bennett's supposed to be doing all this stuff, so it's kind of rubbed me the wrong way. They should have put a stop to his blackmail sooner than later.
Oh yes.
And then we go on to another driving lesson with Lola the coach. His life's really breaking down. He's finding out his wife, you know, leaving him, and he's gonna have a divorce. He needs to get his deposit back for his cheap resort and everything. And he's on the phone.
Sad,
and
poor Bennett.
It's sad.
I did feel bad for Bennett in the end. Or not Bennett.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Coach Spinner,
sorry.
Spinner. Yes.
Wrong names.
But yeah. Yeah, we did feel bad for him there, and Lola finally had enough of and not really him, but of the whole stressful situation. So she grabs the phone. She gives the people on the other end of the business, telling them that they need to give this poor man back his money so she can have a real driving lesson. Otherwise, she's going to spend the rest of her life telling everybody how awful the resort is.
Oh, yes. I mean, Lola was so fierce in this scene, and it was so much fun to watch.
Right on. And then
it was
so
also
we go back.
Different than anything we've seen out of her, too. She just kind of snapped and was way more aggressive than we'd seen her.
Oh yeah, it was a huge moment for Lola, but it was so much fun to watch.
Absolutely.
And so after that, we go back to the whole family back at the house. They're talking about how things are going for them, and Big Show comes out and says he's got a surprise for everybody. Come into the kitchen, and we find out that there's a big Sunday bar that he's made for everybody. And right before he's about to, you know, leave to go have his start his big comeback, and Cassie's like, hey, you know, maybe you should have thought about, you know, that I got to clean all this up after you leave and everything like that.
This, I loved this scene so much. When I heard that we were having an ice cream bar, I was over the moon excited. I mean, who doesn't want an ice cream bar? They ended up buying a bunch of ice cream for the show, for the scene, but they didn't end up using it. They ended up using Cool Whip so that it wouldn't melt. And so me and JJ ended up taking home a bunch of ice cream and toppings and, like, chocolate syrup. It was incredible. Me and my family had ice cream sundaes for dessert, like, for the next week and a half, or, like, 3 weeks. It was so awesome. But, like, we got to put whatever we wanted on it. There was white chocolate chips, sprinkles, whipped cream, cookie dough. There was so many things, and honestly, it was so much fun. I love candy. I love sweets. So this was amazing.
Right on. That would be awesome. I didn't really think about that, you know, what happened to all that stuff after that scene, you know. So,
oh, yeah, we just took it all home.
That's awesome.
I mean, we didn't want to waste. My mom was like, okay, we're good. We don't need any more sugar. And I was like, but Mom, I don't want to waste it. So
exactly.
We just took a lot of it home.
Exactly. It's, you know, that's, you know, very admirable that, you know, there's no other ulterior motive than, you know, taking a whole bunch of ice cream home. But, you know, it's not wasted.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, my sister and brother were very happy with me. They were like, ice cream sundae, yes!
There you go. So we find out that the kids come clean about the dog because they're tired of Bennett's blackmail during this sundae bar and everything, because they were going to try and get Bennett to clean it up, and then he was like, but I got power over you. But then JJ comes with the dog, and then that's when we find out that, you know, after she's fessing up and everything and puts the dog down, we find out that Big Show is cuddling the dog, and he's not allergic at all, and that was the story that they made up because they didn't want Cassie to be seen as the bad guy, and so...
Yeah.
So...
This was definitely a big turning point for the episode. I felt really bad for Cassie and for her because, I mean, now Mandy and JJ and Lola think that, you know, it's all her fault. But, yeah, it was a really good scene.
Absolutely, especially, you know, Lola comes in next and she kind of pours her heart out. She came from Minnesota to be here with her dad and everything and have these family memories, and now he's about to go off and she's upset, and, you know, and lo and behold, you know, it's time for Big Show to leave. His ride's here. And so literally and figuratively, he's left Cassie with a mess to clean up while he leaves. And so it got a little serious there. And I did like that little turn. It kind of really made you feel.
Yeah. It was a really awesome turning point for the episode, and I've got to give it to our writers. They are just so incredible, and I can't say enough good things about them. And hopefully, if we get a second season, their writing is going to be so incredible.
That's awesome. Yeah, shout out to the writers. There have been some great dramatic moments over the series. So going from there, we go, Big Show is now at the performance center, and he's, working out, trying to, you know, get ready for his comeback, and Terry's in there, and, you know, he's somehow still allowed in the performance center, and he's in there trying to wrestle with Big Show and, you know, help him get worked out, come back, Big Show, just his mind's elsewhere, thinking about his family and everything. And Terry's okay. Even though I'm sorry, I'm gonna get a little insider and a little sarcastic here. even though chair shots have been banned in WWE for many years now to the head, we're going to need to practice one, Big Show. So I'm going to swing at you.
Yeah.
And Big Show's going to...
It was really funny.
Yes. And, you know, instead of being prepared for the incoming chair shot, Big Show's phone goes off, and obviously his mind's on his family, so he's caught off guard, and then he gets conked in the head and knocked out, and that's when we get our dream sequence.
And so Big Show wakes up in his chair. So no dream and everything. Harry's all checked out in the white track suit. So he says he needs to know it's a dream.
Messed up if he hadn't retired and been able to be home with his family. Cassie still working for Bennett, and he's a tyrannical boss. He hates her job, and Big Show, you know, ends up teleporting to JJ's school, and she's not in the advanced class. She's actually running a beta fish fight club, I guess, and the coach lost a lot of money on it, so she's in detention. And then Big Show finds out that, you know, he thinks Mandy, you know, he hears her practicing her speech. He's like, well, at least she's, you know, still going to be president. But we find out that she's actually just writing a speech for Taylor Cliff Swift, who actually won it. And I think the implication is that Mandy didn't even really try to go out for it because she didn't have the confidence. And Big Show, you know, kind of like, oh, wow, I wasn't there to give her the confidence and everything. And I like this little swerve on it, is that Fantasy Terry tells him, no, it wasn't you. It was the fact that, you know, Lola is still in Minnesota. They say Lola there in the snow, still in Minnesota, not wanting to take calls from her dad. And Big Show realizes that, you know, him being there has brought the whole family together, and them being together has helped each other in multiple ways.
It was very nice. So, now to, okay, I know what's in the middle here. Sorry,
a little gap in my note there. But so
the dream sequence was so amazing. And just, it was such a sweet scene, and it was a great addition to the season finale, and it was a great way to kind of progress through the episode, and I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. It tied everything together. You know, it really, you know, made you appreciate the bond for the sisters, not just, you know, Big Show and being there for his family.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. So from after the Big Show wakes up from his dream sequence, you know, we go back to the family home. All the ladies are about to watch Big Show's return on TV, and they talk about how, hey, everybody should be happy. We used to love watching Big Show on TV all the time, and everybody's like not so sure about it, and they're about to talk about the big comeback on the announcer's talking about the big comeback of the legend we all know and love, and lo and behold, Big Show pops out behind them. He was actually home the whole time. I'm not sure how it worked out, but you know, it worked out is what matters, and he's actually here. And he's not going to have his you know, one more run or anything. He's decided to stay home, and they all hug and everything. It was
yeah.
Very nice.
This scene was so sweet, and just amazing to film. It was a great family scene to shoot together. I do think that all of the family scenes that we shot together were just so incredible because our chemistry is just so amazing because we really do feel like a family. And it just, I mean, especially this episode, it was kind of bittersweet for us to film because we knew that this was the last episode of the season that was coming out, and we wanted to make it really awesome for the viewers, and I just love this episode so much. It's really amazing.
Right on, yeah. We come to the last scene, which is, you know, I'm sure we all love the Big Show is going to have his retirement match, but it's going to be there in his home, in his living room. They have it all set up. Cassie is the referee/ring announcer, a role that I am quite familiar with. Shout out to the Razor Ramones. Big Show comes out with his theme music and his gear and everything, playing it up, saying that it's his house. It's literally his house. I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's really funny.
And then then comes something you're definitely going to have to tell us about, the Big Show's opponent. Well, his first opponent is the Man Dazzler as a judge gimmick and everything. How was that to, you know, try and get into your own wrestling persona?
It was so much fun to film this scene. It was so much fun to portray, like, a wrestler and kind of be able to be more rough. I mean, Big Show actually, like, taught us some wrestling moves to do during the scene, and we had a whole stunt coordinator, and I mean, we didn't really need it because Big Show himself is a wrestler, so he taught us the moves and taught us how to fall down correctly without getting hurt, and it was so much fun to learn from him, especially him being an amazing wrestler. So, I mean, it was so much fun to film. Honestly, this is definitely one of my favorite scenes to film in the entire season.
Absolutely, it was very fun to watch. Big Show's second opponent comes out, and I have to applaud the writers for